This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Dr. Robert T. Jones IV is a psychologist with his practice in Conyers, Georgia. He is also the grandson of Masters founder Bob Jones. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend, Dr. Bob Jones IV, back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, John.
Were you home by the time Jordan got to the 12th hole? Were you watching at home?
Oh, yes. Yes, we were safely in front of our television when that occurred.
So when you watched, did the psychologist watch and observe what happened, or did the golfer watch and observe what happened?
Well, you know, it's always hard to separate out the one from the other. I suppose whenever I'm watching something or talking with people, to a certain extent, the psychologist is always there. So it was a little bit of both, actually.
That's valuable information for your friends, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'll be glad to tell you more about that at a later time.
Thank you. And you know, a lot of golfers would have packed it in after what happened on 12. Many have. Jordan didn't. He still tried to get back in the tournament. So what does that tell you about Jordan Spieth?
Well, I think there's a lot going on there. First of all, Jordan had a certain amount of adversity that he had to contend with throughout the entire tournament. Number one, I think it was very obvious that his swing was not at his best. He had been having difficulty controlling shots, and particularly with hanging shots out to the right for the better part of a couple of days. The other problem, I think, came in Tuesday of last week, I believe it was, or perhaps Wednesday, when he cracked the face of his driver and had to replace his driver right before the Masters tournament. Now, in and of itself, that may not seem like a huge thing, but the driver is an immensely personal club. Probably the only other club that's more personal than that is the putter. And that's not the best time to have to make an adjustment like that. And it can have an effect on a person's confidence, although albeit a very subtle one. And that also may have factored in. But that's what happened. What I think is more important is how Jordan handled that, or at least the way how it was reported and how he said in interview. He immediately looked at that as something that he and his team are just going to have to discuss to analyze what happened and to develop a strategy to see that it doesn't happen again. And that I think says a very important aspect to Jordan Spieth, and that is this. Jordan does not personalize those types of negative events. In other words, most people, when they come to a situation like number 12 at Augusta and they, you know, have basically a train wreck on the hole, there's always this danger and risk that someone is going to make that like a personal statement about themselves rather than just see it for what it is, which is just a collection of awful circumstances. And that shows, I think, a tremendous presence of mind from Jordan Spieth, that he did not attach a value to himself on that. And instead it shows, I think, what has made him such an outstanding golfer, and that is he tends to take everything in stride. You will notice that after that seven happened, that he went through the exact same routine. When standing on 13T, you really couldn't tell that he had just finished taking a quadruple bogey on the 12th hole. So I think that shows a tremendous amount of psychological discipline and also the ability to not place his own personal value on what happens on one hole in a golf tournament.
You know, it may not be fair to call him a type A, but I think it's fair to call him driven. And in most cases, Bob, are the driven more likely to react that way, or is it harder for them to react the way Jordan did?
I think to a certain extent, anybody that has played golf for any length of time knows that bad things not only can happen, but if you play golf long enough, they will happen. And I think that smart golfers, and this is where I would make a little bit of a distinction on what you're saying between a driven golfer and a smart golfer. Anybody that's playing golf at that level of competition, anybody, is a driven golfer and a competitive, highly competitive golfer. But what separates some of them out is some of them approach the game very smartly, and they recognize that in golf, disaster and great opportunity are always lurking just around the corner. And you can just as easily get the one as the other. And so what happens then is when the wheels do fall off, the person who is the smart golfer recognizes that this is something that just happens in the course of the game, and that the best thing you can do is go right back into your routine to shake it off as best as you can. You know, my grandfather once made the observation that there is no situation in golf that cannot be made worse by losing your composure. And I think that what you saw was a young man who has already learned that lesson at a very young age.
We're talking with Dr. Bob Jones IV here on the Augusta Golf Show. You know, one thing I think that gets forgotten often in this situation, because they are rewarded so highly for what they do. Many of us have played that hole in that nature, but we haven't done it on such a grand stage. I mean, there isn't anybody right. That doesn't know he did that.
That is true. That is true. As your successes are highly visible, so are your failures. And it's funny, even Arnold Palmer, in a certain sense, never had to undergo that level of scrutiny, because back in Palmer's day, the telecast didn't start till the 14th hole. So by the time you'd even gotten to the 14th tee, Amen Corner was already behind you, and that was where you first came on television.
And I also think, Bob, see if you agree, that you know so much has been made of Jordan's upbringing, his parents, his sister, the normalcy of his upbringing. As tough as this will be to swallow, as much as it will hurt, again, I think that sort of thing will benefit him.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, you could already see that in the press conference that he did. For Jordan, he was already casting this as an opportunity from which he can learn. And that is, if he's got that ability, that's a tremendous lesson for someone to have to learn. And a lot of times people don't get it till much later in their life than what is he, 22, 23?
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, I mean that's a massively important lesson, and he's got it at 22 years old. That's what I would call ahead of the curve.
From a distance, Bob, Danny Willett won the Masters. He got the green jacket. He's a major champion. He's got the riches that come with that. But he now finds himself in that Nick Faldo spot where people will remember that Jordan lost it. Maybe not that he won it. Does he sort of have to kind of come to grips with that?
You know, I think he can take the same comfort that Nick Faldo took against Greg Norman. The fact of the matter is, you happen to have only one objective when you tee it up in a golf tournament, and that is to shoot a lower score than everybody else in the field. My grandfather once said that, you know, if you are able to shoot a lower score than anyone else in the field, they kind of have to give you the trophy. And I think that's right. And I don't think Willett's going to have too much of a difficulty in dealing with that for a couple of reasons. One is, yeah, Jordan had a bad circumstance. But if Jordan had had that 7 on hole number 4 in the first round, we wouldn't even really be talking about it right now. because it would have happened so early in the tournament. It just happened to happen, to put it poorly, on a very pivotal moment in his round. But Danny Willett, make no mistake, I mean, Danny Willett went out there and shot 67, I believe,
mm-hmm.
In very, very demanding conditions. And not only that, the first 3 days of that golf tournament were extremely difficult. I mean, on Saturday, birdies were very hard to come by.
Yeah, it was like,
and yet Willett placed himself in the position to where he could have that final round and be ready to take advantage of any missteps that his competitors had. So I don't think there's going to be too much that Willett is going to have to deal with or stomach in dealing with this victory.
Before I let you go, you mentioned Bub, you mentioned your grandfather. Talk about what you're working on.
Well, right now, I'm working on a book on the psychology of my grandfather. There's not even a title for it yet, but then again, that's often determined by publishers. But what it basically is it looks at what were some of the factors that made my grandfather great and how they apply both in golf and life. It is really the result of a lifelong study of Bub and trying and basically putting on paper what I have come to know about this man who has been absolutely pivotal in my life and who I just love dearly. So I'm really excited about this project and hope to be able to see at least the manuscript finished by the end of the year and hopefully to be in publication by late 2016 or early 2017.
Good, good, good. He is Dr. Robert T. Jones IV, psychologist practicing at the Conyers, Georgia. I always appreciate the time, Bob. Great to see you last week. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure, John. Thank you so much, and it was great to see you as well.